Hi, I'm Gordon Smith, and I'm bringing to you the audio commentary for the photograph on my photoblog for August the 27th. If you've come by this audio file separately, the photograph is on my website at the following address: las.new-england.net.au, and you'll find a little calendar there, and you want to click on the 27th of August to find the photograph I'm going to talk about. Today's photograph was taken from inside the Trax Bistro at the Railway Hotel in Armidale, and it's got the name of the bistro in the foreground, in reverse writing, because I'm looking out from inside. And I like the rather cute railway tracks going through the A of the word tracks. The photograph to me is quite interesting because it's made up of a dozen or so discrete components. And once you've looked at those, there's nothing else. It's made up of those dozen or so things. The thing that seems a little bit strange to me at first sight is the chimney. The brick chimney means to me that the house is relatively old. People tend to put up metal flues these days. The other interesting thing is that there are metal flues coming through the brick chimney. So somebody's done a bit of a renovation job and has a slow combustion stove or stoves inside the house. The roof's another interesting feature of the house. There's a lot of corrugated iron or metal roofs around Australia. They're very common. Our house here has a metal roof. Similar construction, but green in colour. An interesting story about the metal roofs in Armidale is that they're probably all very new, like that one. It looks pretty okay for an oldish weatherboard house. And the reason being that about 8 years ago, the town was struck by a major hailstorm, and just about every roof was replaced by the insurance companies, and we're talking about 7,000 or 8,000 households. Another little discrete component is the satellite dish. They're pretty common these days. Whether or not there's a satellite receiver in the house is another matter, but everybody seems to want to have a look at the Ausstar digital satellite service. I've never seen it myself. I'm not quite sure where people get the time to view such things. I'm sure I wouldn't have a chance of getting close. I must admit, though, that I wouldn't mind seeing BBC News every now and again, or CNN if I had to. Above the metal roof, we've got the willow tree, seemingly following the contour of the roof, and you might note the greenness of the willow. Spring is approaching. Winter seems to have switched off just in the last few days, and the temperatures are definitely warming up. The fence line, just at the bottom of the image. The unpainted wooden fence separating that block from the neighbours. Jumping around a bit to the TV antenna hanging off the chimney. A little bit worse for wear. It looks like somebody's tied a bow with some aluminium. The windows, the three windows around the house, on the extreme right, the bottom right-hand corner, the window is south-facing, which means it doesn't get the sun. Being the southern hemisphere, the sun's in the north. Yet it has a shade above it. as do the two on the west side of the house. The palm tree. I think it's a palm tree anyway. Don't call me an expert here. On the extreme left. Looking a bit worse for wear. Maybe it's just the burn off during the winter. The frost damage. A bit brown there. Of course, the lack of water, being still in drought here, wouldn't help that. And on the extreme right, the vertical green pole is an overhead is carrying the overhead power lines, 11 kV power through the street, and 240 volts being dropped off into each house from transformers on that line. And the light itself in the image is a little bit subdued, and that's because the sky actually has dark clouds. Looks a little bit blue in the image, but they were promising some rain, but nothing happened as usual. So what we see is the image being lit by filtered sunlight, filtering through the clouds that are building up. So there you have it, a quick trip around the image, just pointing out the things that I see there. And I'm pretty sure that I've covered just about everything. So to me, it's impressive that a little checklist of about a dozen items covers that busy little image. Okay, that's it for me. That's a commentary on the Look and See photograph for the 27th of August. I'll catch you later.